This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I can't even imagine what the Europeans would give for an economic boost right now, let alone one that lasts 10 or 15 years. In Greece this weekend, the parliament adopted yet another austerity budget, which will, if things go as planned, free up the latest slice of European Union bailout money, which reminded us it's been a while since we asked this.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? To Athens we go. Thrasy Petropoulos is the managing editor of the Athens News there. Thrasy, good to talk to you.
Very good to be with you.
First questions first, I guess. How's the mood over there now that this austerity budget has passed and, in theory, help is on the way again?
The help is on the way is relative, because I can tell you the mood is not good. It hasn't been good for such a long time. And a third round of austerity in pretty much, as many years. And this is perhaps the harshest of the lot, mostly because it's on the back of the other two.
Do you think people have any hope that there actually is a solution to this thing? Because, as you said, it's been going on for so long now.
Hope has long ago, fallen away as a victim of what's the expectation, really. The average person is concerned. It's not really a matter of whether they're hoping it's going to work. We're told, do it or else, there's no alternative. And the problem is, how far do you take it? We've got unemployment rate of 25% in Greece, but one of the key figures is a youth unemployment rate of around 55% now. You're talking about an awful lot of people who simply are saying that they don't have the money, and therefore what's the point of actually being in this currency that we're told that, we have to sacrifice so much to be a part of?
Well, now, do you think there's actually going to be a movement to get Greece out of the euro? I mean, I thought that conversation was had a while ago, or no?
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly it comes around again.
What else are people talking about over there? Is there anything else to talk about?
Precious little, precious little. It's so that this whole debt crisis is so complicated that it affects everything in so many different ways. You know, it's interesting being a journalist here, because there was once a time when so many other stories, environment would be a big story, education would be a big story, and you could just go on and on and on. Well, we do so little reporting on all of that, and it just shows you that it's come down to money, and that's what it always seems to come down to. So I'm afraid it's all about the debt crisis.
The big thing over here, obviously, is the fiscal cliff. We're having these budget cuts and all kinds of spending problems and all this stuff. Are you guys talking about that at all?
Yeah, of course it's relevant to what's happening here. But, I have to be honest and say to you that the more this goes on, that the less people have, the less relevant it becomes as to what else is going on beyond our borders.
Not to make light of any of this, but are there any distractions? Is there any opportunity for fun in Athens today?
So, the sun still shines here. We've got fantastic weather, and I don't mean that lightly. It's a great country where people can still have a fantastic time as long as you've got money, obviously.
Thrasy Petropoulos, he's the managing editor, the news editor at the Athens News, an English language paper. We got him in Athens, obviously. Thrasy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.